Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. Noon hour straight ahead. Thanks for being with us. A lot to get to. Jason Longshore going to stop by in about 20 minutes, talk a little Atlanta United. Joseph Martinez scored a goal.
Yeah, man, that bad man.
So that's, speaking of bad men, congratulations to Tommy Corn. From
Way
Wander.
To go, Tommy!
He's going to go see Brad Paisley.
Yeah, man, we're going to have a little section, man. Me and wife talking about we're going to have a little section over there, man. You know, so, you know, come on, holler at your boy. Yeah, just go holler at your boy, man. But you know, yeah, we got to we a couple of the people.
All right,
we a couple of the people. Yeah.
All right, congratulations to Tommy.
Yeah, congrats, man. All six congrats.
Longshore gonna stop by, talk some United, like we said. Interesting article alert.
Did you see that
in the Athletic about kind of the power struggle?
Yeah.
Over the last couple of years and sort of the fallout of the Tata Martino era and what went wrong during the DeBoer era and kind of maybe where things are right now. It was pretty interesting.
I saw that this morning, so I was like, whoa. But I'm not surprised by it.
No, I mean, look, here's the reality. Like, power struggles go on inside the front office decision makers of every organization in sports.
Yes.
It becomes a big deal when those power struggles result in a team that was championship caliber turning into what Atlanta United turned into last year.
Exactly.
That's when it becomes. The thing that stood out to me, maybe above all else in that article, is that Atlanta United has only won 5 of their last 25 MLS games.
Damn.
Now, they've got some ties in there. Like last weekend, they tied one. But they've only won 5 games out of their last 25 MLS games. That's really bad. And I know things got bad last year. I understand all that. But, like, I think they get. And this happens with championships. They get a little bit of a pass sometimes because of
how
good they were at first.
Yeah.
It's been kind of ugly lately. Anyway, we'll talk to Jason Longshore about all that coming up in 20 minutes.
Hey, man. Oh, yeah. Thanks for the listener. One of the listeners hit me up. And Winnie just hit us up. They running out of Chick-fil-A sauce, too. Now,
what?
One thing we got over to McMichael, how we got plenty of Chick-fil-A sauce. I don't know why. We got that we got some of Chick-fil-A sauce. It looked like how usually your takeout sauce drawer looked like with the soy sauce. Yeah. That's us with Chick-fil-A sauce. Chick-fil-A sauce and hot sauce.
Where do you keep it? Is it a drawer or is it in the fridge?
It's a drawer. Okay. But no, that the little one's in the drawer. We actually have like the thing that you bought at, I don't know where she got the damn thing. The actual sauce in one, the squeeze can.
Oh, yeah, we have that too.
Yeah, we got like 3 of them. So y'all, you know, I don't stay too far from Chick-fil-A. They run out, come holler at your boy, okay? I'll meet you up at the street.
You're just going to squeeze out little shot glasses?
Oh, dude, you know it, dog.
But are you price gouging like the gas stations?
Yeah, right.
Like, what are we Chick-fil-A talking about?
That Chick-fil-A sauce, man. Hey.
What are we talking about for a shot of Chick-fil-A sauce?
Shot of Chick-fil-A sauce, at least $5.50. At least.
Right? At least $5.50.
Yeah. And I go, and like Brian
maybe
said.
Maybe $6.
And we got plenty of napkins, too. So I got napkins. You need some soy sauce, duck sauce, all that. I got all that for you. I got what you need.
You're trying to unload soy sauce. Everybody's got enough soy
sauce. Everybody got soy sauce, fortune cookies.
Soy sauce is the glitter of condiments.
Oh, like, no doubt.
It never goes away.
Never. No. That,
you
the duck sauce?
Never run out of soy sauce.
You eat some old duck sauce, man. You're going to have some bad guts. Make sure you read the Okay, let me go.
Yeah. Duck sauce leads to bad guts.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah. We'll get to Brian's segment. Some damn good questions with Brian coming up at 12:40 as well. Is there anything else we needed to mention? I'm just
letting you know, man.
Brian said he wanted me to say something. Oh, that's right. Actual sports news. The Braves recalled Chris Martin from there.
It
you
was
go.
All yellow
from Gwinnett, and sent down Bryce Wilson. Bryce Wilson, who by the way had a nice start yesterday. So. He did have to ride the Wankster wagon back to Gwinnett today. But at least maybe he gets to sit in the front and read, like, the newest Jet magazine that they have.
Hey,
on the wagon? I don't know.
Well, yeah, with Cinnamon on the cover. Cinnamon, the beauty of the week. She enjoys – she's an entrepreneur that enjoys biology and making card houses.
Cinnamon does love making card houses. Let's get to the most important audio in the world, brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Ray pulled a string last time. Let's see what he does here. Fly ball. That's well hit. That's going to make him comfortable. That ball is gone. Ozuna on an 0-2 pitch. Takes the selfie, and the Braves are back in front.
Takes the selfie at first. Does the Euro step at second. Euro step at third. Low five with Ron Washington, which is very cool. And then he does a little bit more celebrating before he crosses home plate. Goes to the dugout, gets the requisite bear hug from Pablo Sandoval.
I love
all
that
of
right
which
there.
Brian Snitker yeah. watched and had no problem with.
Yeah, let's just move past.
We're just right? move on from that.
Yeah, we move. Okay. We move. I love the celebration.
I don't need to drive that point home anymore.
No, we good, okay. man. And I love the big bear hug from Panda and everything like that. But yet again, we are at a point where you saw they bring back Chris Martin. They're sending. God, why can I never remember Bryce Wilson back? We get Webb. We get Jacob Webb still here, and that's what maybe that song is for Jacob Webb. I will try to fix you. Maybe that's it. I don't know, but
maybe
I mean,
he can fix Jacob
maybe
Webb.
He can fix Jacob Webb. I don't know, but you know, you're getting a guy back that is going to be, and just like we talked about with Chip Carey, you get those righties back in there, man. And because the only righty that the only competent.
This is going to hurt to say, but it's true.
Oh.
You got to say it. It's true.
No, you say it, dog.
Okay, I'll say it.
You say it.
The most competent right-handed pitcher that they have in the bullpen right now is Luke Jackson.
That's it. Yeah.
Outside of that, I mean, Josh Tomlin maybe where he's not worth his weight in gold anymore. He's worth his weight in something else. Not even Chick-fil-A sauce. As much as you're charging for it at your house.
Hey, $5.50,
I don't
man.
Trust him.
$5.50, and I know they sell it at the grocery store. I know they sell it at the grocery store, partner. But if you don't want to go to the grocery store, like I don't go to the grocery store, you know, Instacart ain't bringing you no Chick-fil-A sauce. The little packets. I like the little packets.
Anyway, they made those moves today, which is good. Max Fried on the mound again today. Last time out, looked sharp. Went 72 pitches.
Yeah.
So the goal for today will be to look that sharp and be able to last a little bit longer so you can go deeper into the ball game. But, I mean, that's going to be the difference for me is when the Braves are able to get some reliable bodies back in that bullpen and hopefully getting the guy they got back today will do that. And then Sean Newcomb at some point and Shane Green when he's ready to go after whatever it takes him to get ready to go and get out there. I still think they need to make a trade, personally.
Yeah, I mean, but and that's still out there. And that's still out there. We know that. And we've seen, you know, how aggressive AA when he's given the loot to be aggressive at the trade deadline. We know that if he's given the assets to go and do what he wants to do, then he'll get it. The thing is, do they do that? Does Liberty Media, here, God dog, here, how much you need? You know, if they don't say that. It's like, here, yeah. Go get some guys. Yeah.
There was an article that came out in the AJC today about $680-something million in debt that they're dealing with right now.
Man, I went over to the Battery, right? I went over to the Battery.
The Battery. It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
They got apartments and all this other kind of stuff over there and full capacity and all
people,
that.
People are spending money.
How much you say it was?
$687 billion.
$687 million.
Not billion, million. Yeah, million.
Oh, okay. Well, it could happen, Andy. You know, somebody didn't care to one. I don't know.
Dave O'Brien was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday, talking all kinds of different Braves topics. I would recommend listening to the interview. Fired up Dave O'Brien. Here he is at one point addressing Freddie Freeman's contract situation.
I really don't. I think we're just going to wake up one day, it's going to be an announcement. I mean, but as of about 5 days ago, there's still been nothing. There's been no discussions whatsoever. So I think once they start, I don't think it's going to take long. So, you know, it's almost one of those things, if you don't check every day, you might, it might just happen and you don't even know about it because, you know, it all happened in the span of 2 or 3 days. Which I think it can happen. Once they, if he make a fair offer, he's going to take it. You know, he's not going to be one of these guys that haggles over, I want a dollar more than this guy got. That's not Freddie Freeman. So it could go a lot faster than these things typically go with a player of his ilk.
Hopefully. Hopefully. I mean, that's kind of the way that it went down with Ozuna, the way that we understand it. They waited until later in the offseason, and then I think there was a rumor that the Rays had made an offer, and then they called Ozuna up, and they got it done in like 36 hours.
The Rays made an offer.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe that was a rumor. For Ozuna.
Oh,
no, I'm just saying, remember that's how it went down with Ozuna. They waited and waited.
I see. Yeah, they waited.
And then it happened very quickly. Once it started, it happened.
Yeah.
I'm asked the same questions I've asked with the Freddie situation over.
Don't ask me, Andy. I don't know.
I don't know what they're waiting for. I don't know what the hang-up would be. I don't know why you would not get this done as soon as possible. The worst thing that could happen is Freddie Freeman going to free agency and a team like Anaheim or someone like that throwing a boatload.
Because that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen.
If he gets to free agency, someone's going to throw money at him.
Yeah.
The Braves aren't willing to spend.
Yeah, Freddie's going to be in New York or California.
He's from California, Randy.
He's from Cali, dog.
He's got an off-season house over there.
Yeah, it's really nice, too, man.
Yeah, Anaheim.
They're
not scared to spend
that
money.
That balcony off that cliff. And then you see the ocean. That might be the coldest view ever, man.
You open up like the double doors.
Yeah,
and
dog.
Light.
And you that cliff right there, then that water down, man. Yeah. With hitting all the rock.
It's hard to beat.
Man, you know they got bearskin rugs.
You definitely have a bearskin. Maybe like a
multiple.
Polar bearskin.
Yeah, multiple.
Yeah, all that. Freddie has enough bearskin rugs here in Atlanta, all right? And they need to give him some money so he can get some more. Just get it done, all right? Just make it happen at some point. Like Dave O'Brien says, let's just wake up one day and it's happened.
They don't understand the anger that will be expressed by Braves fans if Freddie Freeman is not here. And especially if it's over a few dollars.
It would be completely unacceptable
for
that to happen. So let's not let it happen. Sign him and then that'll be that. Let's hear from Solomon Hill. He was also on with Duke Sabel yesterday talking about getting DeAndre Hunter back.
Man, a lot of things change when you get that guy back. You know, from the beginning of the season, from like that first strong month that he was available, he's arguably our best player. You know, his ability to guard 1 through 4, seriously, it's a different dynamic. He's a guy that definitely changes how we defend out there. You know, we have Clint, and Clint's been doing a great job. But to have another guy on the perimeter that, you know, we can put out there and don't have to worry about anything, and that's on both sides of the floor, it's great to have him back at the moments that matter, especially when we're trying to compete for something that nobody's really used to around here. So it definitely adds a different dynamic to our team, and we're excited to have him.
Yeah, I mean, DeAndre Hunter's health and his availability for the playoffs is a really big deal.
Yeah.
And if they can work him back the right way and actually be able to count on him, not on a minute restriction and not on some sort of, you know, kid glove situation. If they can actually have DeAndre Hunter, that's huge. Now, he's not going to play tonight. He's not playing tonight against Washington. 3 games left. I need the Hawks to get all of them, given what the schedule looks like and the fact that they're at home. But DeAndre Hunter is going to play tomorrow. That's the plan. They didn't want him to go on both sides of a back-to-back. But him being available, no matter who your first-round matchup is so vital.
Yeah.
If DeAndre Hunter can go out there and one-on-one guard the best or one of the best players on the other team and have success. And I don't know if take him out of the game or take him out of the series, but do a really important job that the Hawks don't have right now on the perimeter.
I mean, he's vital. I think he's very important. And I think if you look at the last 3 games they had, they got Washington, then they got the Magic, and then they got Houston. All winnable games. They should win. I expect them to win. You get the week off, you get him another some more working the 5-5 and everything, 5-on-5 during the bye off, I was about to call it the bye week. And then you get ready for the playoffs and you get him in that start lineup and you see what you can go with. I mean, he was playing the best on the team the first time he got hurt. And then he comes back, and then I'm not saying that, you know, they still won games without him. Let's call it, this not, you know.
Everything that's happened has been without him since Nate McMillan took over, except for 2 games.
So we're not gonna sit there and say, but no. It would be great to have a, like Solomon, like he said in the interview, he can guard 1 through 4.
Yeah.
And maybe some 5.
Like, I think that they have a great chance to win a first-round playoff series even without DeAndre Hunter, but with him, helps a lot.
A whole lot.
And they do have a bye week, too, Randy. I think that's a fun way to put it. If they win tonight, if they beat Washington tonight, they officially get a bye week. They don't have to be a part of the play-in tournament if they win tonight. So, out there and lock it up, and then win the next two, and try to lock up that four seed and get home court advantage in the first round. That would be beautiful. Now, the Knicks have to help you, but do what you can do to help yourself. All right, we'll come back. Jason Longshore going to join the show, talk a little Atlanta United, get some Hawks questions in there for Jason as well. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. You know what 12:20 on Wednesday means. That means Jason Longshore joins us.
What up, Jay?
From the Atlanta United radio team, as well as various Facebook live shows on the 92.9 The Game Facebook page. Brought to you by Dunkin' Cold Brew, featuring cold foam, and he joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Hi, Jason. How are you?
What up, Jay?
Yo, what's up, y'all?
Well, a lot, and as it relates to Atlanta United, a lot as well. And we'll get to, I think, the thing that a lot of people are talking about over the last couple of days, which is the article from The Athletic. But I do want to start with some of the good stuff that came out of Saturday. And Joseph Martinez scoring a goal,
Obviously, the
best thing we've seen. Why did Miami give him so much space that close to the goal?
Emerson Hyndman made a run off the ball, and that's the thing that opens the game up and needs to happen more and more. And we saw it in this match where, let's go back through that goal. It's on the right side with Jake Mulroney and Brooks Lennon, 2v2 against two defenders. You're not finding the breakthrough. Emerson Hyndman joins in and is the link to get the ball off the wing and to play it to Joseph. But the most important thing that Emerson did in the sequence was not the pass to Joseph, but he made the pass, continued his run, and Ryan Shawcross, the defender, saw Hyndman making a run, saw Joseph with the ball, kind of split the difference, and gave Joseph the space to turn and score.
I mean, what a goal, Jay. Because, I mean, when it just looked so casual how he had his back to the goalie, and then all of a sudden he just turns and just boom. But my question for you is the same something that's happened the last couple of matches, the late goals, the goals where you look at it, Jay, and you're like, well, damn, is that a communication? Was that my fault? Was that your fault? What's going on with that part of the LA United right now? Because they were so good defensively, Jay, to start the year.
You compare these two teams. Atlanta United was playing their eighth game of the season, including CONCACAF Champions League, and Miami was playing their fourth.
Okay.
And it shows. You know, it shows late in games. I think it shows with those mental mistakes. And you had mental mistakes from three different players in that sequence that conceded the goal. It was an unnecessarily risky free kick taken by Alex DeJean and given away, but it's given away 65, 70 yards away from the goal. So you should have been able to recover. But just like Hyndman's good off the ball run for Atlanta, Federico Higuain made an off the ball run that froze George Bello in this sequence. And Santiago Sosa was chasing Federico Higuain, kind of running into the path where Lewis Morgan is dribbling. Bello, I don't know if Sosa called him off. I don't know if Bello thought that Sosa was going to take the ball because he was running in that path. But Bello froze. Morgan takes advantage, cuts inside, and he has an open shot. And it's those little moments that right now are making the difference.
Yeah, it appeared to be a miscommunication. Is that something that you feel like gets taken care of with as simple as these guys just having more games played with one another?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's a situation where defensively you're going to be 1v1 a lot, and Atlanta United will play those moments because that's why they want to get numbers forward. They want to be able to play in the other half. But the risk is you're going to be 1v1 a lot of times defensively. You always want the free man. The free man in this case would have been Miles Robinson. He's not able to impact this play. Bello has to stick with the ball in that situation for me, unless Sosa called him off of it. And if Sosa called him off of it, it's a bad read by Santiago Sosa because he can't get there to close that down. He's chasing somebody else. Back to that 1v1 idea. If he's chasing Higuain, he's following the runner. Bello's got to stay on the ball on Morgan.
Jay, when we're talking, when you're going back to the 1v1 you're talking about on the defensive side, is that what they have to master at in order for this attack to work? Or is it something that, you know, it might go from game to game?
It's all together. And that's the way that Gabriel Heinze constructs this style of play. It's not defenders and attackers or defense and attack and it's separate. You're looking to create 1v1s in the attack and you need to win those. You also have to take care of your 1v1 battles defensively as well. That's what he's trying to create. And when you have individually talented players, it's a system that if you're better than the guy that you're 1v1 with, both attacking and defensively, you win those battles. And that's where things are. It's a little different. You know, it takes a little bit of time in that situation. A lot of times with Bello and Sosa, you pass the guy off to the closest person to the ball. But in the way that this team is going to play, that's not the mentality. You have to take care of your marks and you have to take care of what's in front of you and you have to win your battles.
When it's an awesome philosophy when it works, especially offensively. I mean, you get these guys in one-on-one situations, and if you have that individual skill to beat the guy, it's great. It looks fantastic. It leads to a lot of opportunities, and I think we've seen moments where it has. Are they taking advantage of the one-on-one situations attacking enough?
Not fully. And even the one-on-one doesn't just apply to when the ball is with a player. Mm-hmm. It also applies to the moment like Hyndman had and the moment, honestly, like Federico Higuain had, where you're moving to get away from the defender who is covering you. And what that does is it unbalances the defense. And we saw it from Atlanta's defense becoming unbalanced because of the run, but Ryan Shawcross was also kind of destabilized because of Hyndman's run backing off of Joseph Martinez and giving him the space to turn. So it's kind of the next level things for me that I'm starting to see more of with Atlanta United is that movement off the ball, that continual movement, not pass and stop. Pass and move, continually move.
Like the giving, like basically, is it more like you would phrase it as a give and go type situation like that, Jay?
Give and go, but also even when you're the third guy and you're not involved in the give and go, still move because you can pull a defender with you and open up more space.
I would imagine, Jason, that you've read the article in The Athletic that was written about Atlanta United. What did you make of it?
It's a lot of older stuff, which was a little interesting to see come out now. It definitely has people in a bit of a tizzy. Do these things happen at big teams in any sport?
Right.
Sure. You know, it's part of the deal. And I thought what Darren Eales said in the article was a really important element to it that's being left out. When you have a manager, when you have a coach, and this is universal in sport. This isn't just a soccer thing here, honestly. The coach is looking for results because results usually determine if the coach keeps their job. Correct?
Right. Yeah. That's what they're based on, wins and losses.
Yeah.
But if you are only looking at the short-term wins and losses, are you going to be a successful team in the long term? Probably not. Because you're going to make some decisions that are based off of the short term, not the medium, not the long term. People have to look at the medium and the long term and make tough decisions. And decisions that aren't always popular, not just with the people that are involved in them. And, you know, kind of reading between the lines on some of the comments in the article and some of the sources that were anonymous, you know, were they people who maybe didn't like the decisions that were made? It's a fair guess.
It seemed that way based on the quotes.
Just a little bit.
It seems that way. And if, you know, you wanted things to go a different way and you're no longer here, you're not going to be happy. Yeah, that's understandable. But those tough decisions have to be made for the long-term health of the club. And in a salary cap league, if you don't make those decisions and you don't make them properly, you won't be a successful team. You just won't. I mean, we see it with sports all the time.
Listen to the article and reading. I mean, remember the article and everything. If Tata doesn't get the job in Mexico, do you think he's still here?
No. I don't at all. he said it consistently at that time. And sure, could there have been relationships that factored into it? I don't know. Tata would have to answer that question. But at the time, what he said consistently was he did not want to go another year being unable to see his family in Argentina on a regular basis. And he's a grandfather. He's got grandkids. I think his wife stayed in Argentina during the time he was in Atlanta. And if you're running a team, you know, we know the MLS calendar, you would have started your preseason in early January, mid-January. Coaching staff's usually in before the players are. And you're going to finish in November, maybe early December, depending on the year and the schedule. You might have 4 weeks or so that you can get away. He wanted more than that. Mm-hmm. He also got an incredible offer from Mexico. You know, would there have been another offer? It sounded like there were other offers. Don't know if he would have taken them over something else. But I think he wanted a less demanding schedule as the number one element as to why he didn't want to stick with a club.
The bummer to me, it was kind of wedged in the article as well, is it sounds like he was really interested in the U.S. men's national team job, and there was never any conversation about that. That would
have
been awesome.
We talked about that a lot at the time because the national TV coverage, I believe Taylor Twellman and Adrian Healy of ESPN talked with him before an Atlanta United match they were covering, and they mentioned it on air that he said he was interested in the U.S. job.
Yeah.
And it had been reported that he had not been interviewed for that. I think Greg Berhalter is a good manager for the U.S. I'm not disappointed with Greg Berhalter. I would have liked to have seen the U.S. Soccer Federation interview Tata Martino because he took a national team job
right
just over the border.
That's the job
and
he was looking
Mexico
for.
In a really good place right now.
Yeah. Jade Hawks, three more home games. Obviously, they got the Wizards tonight. No DeAndre Hunter. Are you surprised that they decided not to play him, even though there was a day off in between his last play, his last time playing on Monday?
No, because it's been so long. I think you just have to be careful. And if you want him to be able to contribute at all in the postseason, you don't want to risk it. It's just, it's tough. You would love to have had him back at the full go even a week ago, where you could have went through this and now he's playing consistently going into the playoffs. I have no idea what he's going to be able to give this team in the postseason. But to be able to ensure that he can give you anything, you have to be careful.
Does having him for the playoffs change your opinion of what the Hawks' ceiling is in the playoffs?
No, because we don't know how much you'll have him.
Fair.
You know, I don't know if we can even factor that in. If he is the DeAndre Hunter that we saw early in the season when he was fully healthy, he could, but I don't think he'll get those kinds of minutes to be able to show that because he's still working his way back in. I think this is a team that can make noise in the playoffs with or without him. You know, it comes down to the ball movement, the shooting. If they are shooting like we have seen them over the last month or so, where they have those nights that they all miss, they can beat anybody.
Stoppage time today?
They have those nights when it gets flat. Now they struggle. Sorry, go ahead, Andy.
Do you guys have stoppage time today?
We do have stoppage time. 2 o'clock, facebook.com/929thegame. And we won't have the No Swag Shop tomorrow. We're going to try to have an end of the season No Swag Shop early next week.
Jason, we appreciate it. Great stuff,
Jay,
as always.
Thanks, guys.
Jason Longshore there, brought to you by Dunkin' Cold Brew, featuring Cold Foam. A lot of good stuff from Jason.
You got me shook up, shook down, shook down. I did not know about the Tata U.S. National Team thing.
Yeah, there was a little more detail in that article, too, about it.
I'm sorry, I didn't know about it. I was like, really?
They talked to him. Like, could have at least talked to him. Would have been nice. Pretty good manager. Wanted a national team job. Already in the United States. All right. We'll come back. We'll get you a big deal, small deal, no deal with Brian Gebhardt right after this. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Ask me anything on the phone lines, on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line on Twitter. A lot of people on Twitter chiming in about our buddy Hector. Interesting theory here from D. Golden. Maybe Hector had the tiger for protection since he's wanted for murder.
Hey, man. don't matter. Because the thing with Hector is too comfortable with them Tigers. The Tigers are too comfortable with Hector.
Kissed him on the head
and threw him in the Jeep. All right, I don't want Hector problems.
Nope,
all right, because I mean, if Hector could control that line, man, Hector might put some hands on you.
Well, and what is it with people who want to have Tigers and murder? Like,
yeah.
Joe Exotic had to put a hit out on that one lady.
Thank you.
That lady killed her ex-husband.
Oh, we all know. We all know that heifer fed her husband to that tiger. All right, you cannot convince me that you can't find it. He's crashed over some water in the airplane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. He crashed down that tiger's throat. That's what that happened. Yeah.
Oh, man, so good. All right, let's get to Paris on the phone lines. Paris is in Covington. Hello, Paris.
What up, homie?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, so, Andy, I got one question for you, and then the next question is for everybody. So, Andy, why do they call Seattle the city that never sleeps? And for everybody, what's a movie scene that makes you tear up every time? For me, it's the Rugrats in Paris when everybody's dancing with their mom except Chucky. It gets me every time.
Oh, man.
Why'd you go there, Paris?
Man, that is sad.
Yeah, that's sad.
Chucky's mom passed away when he was little. Man.
Yeah.
They don't call Seattle that.
I don't know.
No one calls Seattle the city that never sleeps. Isn't that what they call New York?
That's what they call New York.
Yeah, no one calls it Seattle that. They call it the Emerald City because it's really green because it rains all the time. Sleepless in Seattle was a movie starring Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, but nobody calls Seattle that. In fact, people in Seattle sleep a lot.
They do. It rains. All damn raining.
And it's a very, very depressed population.
I bet you get some good naps up there.
Great nap. It's a great nap city.
Yeah.
One of the elite nap cities.
Yeah.
Sad movies scenes? Like, what's the scene in a movie that always gets you?
Oh, dude. When Armageddon, when he's talking to Gracie.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude. Okay. I just, everything. Okay. And when he's talking to Gracie, and that's the only time it get me. Yeah. When he's talking to Gracie.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I'll tell you this. I hadn't seen that movie since Lily was born until like 3 weeks ago. It was on TV.
Yeah, no, I know you was crying. Don't worry about it.
It got me a whole different way. A whole different way it got me. Ugly cries. Before it was just like, oh, that's sad. And now
it's just that part right there. When he talking to Gracie and I want you to know AJ saved us. Dude, I'm just like, log. Come here, baby. Get daddy a hug. I just hug my brother. Come here. Yeah. Give me a hug. Man.
I'm with you.
Damn Gracie.
I'm with you. All right, Bob is in Noonan. Hello, Bob.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Bob. What's up, man?
So, Randy, this one's for you.
Okay.
You're at a party. You're well lubricated.
Okay.
You're distracted by the yams. And somebody hands you a drink, and you take a sip, and you're like, huh, that's kind of refreshing.
Okay.
You look down, and you see it's a Truly.
Okay.
You, A, throw it on the ground and stomp on it.
Okay.
B, drink it because you found out it truly is refreshing.
Really?
Or C, sneak off somewhere and drink it so nobody really knows you drank it.
All right, Bob. Well, first, this is the whole scenario, Bob.
An interesting scenario.
This is a scenario. Now, because of the fact is that if I'm in, not everybody knows me, not everybody knows I drink don't like Trulies, right? So if a person knows I don't drink Trulies but saw that I was having lubed up and gave me one, I'm going to punch him in his face. But if you didn't know that, then, I mean, I'll just take a sip of it. Now, one thing I won't do, I won't throw it on the ground and stomp it. I just place it on the counter and walk away from it.
Yeah.
But if you know that I don't drink Trulies, and yet you see me have a lean Luda, first of all, I don't drink anything that I don't know what I'm drinking. But just in case you put I'm going to punch you in the face.
That's just a good rule of thumb.
Yeah, I don't drink nothing that I don't. But sure. If somebody, like, if you knew that, like, the person who always texts in the Trulies question, he know I'll drink Trulies. He see me out at Spearmint Rhino and come hand me a Trulies.
Feels like you might have to keep your head on a swivel, like, next time we have a station event. Because it's been a long time since we've done that, and you've made very clear since the last event we had how you feel about Trulies. Somebody's going to try to sneak you. Like, I feel
there's
like
no way you can
happen.
Sneak me a Trulies, okay. Man. How you going to sneak one? You can't hide it in a koozie because I don't use koozies.
That's a good point.
So
that would have been the first thing I would have tried to do.
I don't
it in a koozie. Randy will never look inside the koozie, but you don't use koozies, so that's out the window.
I don't drink Kool-Aid, so you can't trick me and put
you
me. I don't drink
Kool-Aid.
What's the I was about to say the punch.
Yeah.
With the H punch, I don't
somebody
drink that.
Somebody could open a can of Busch Light, pour it out, pour a Truly into the can and hand it to you.
Right.
So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, no, man, I don't think so, man. I tell you, I do my 7:30 run this morning. You know, I had to go to Kroger this time because they were out of them at Walmart. I guess I bought them out of stock.
Let's get to Wendy and some social media questions.
Guarantee you, Randy, I could get you by giving you a seltzer in a different cup. You would never know.
Wendy's going to try.
You would never know. I love this question to start. If the Yamley Band, talking about all of us, goes on tour, what's the musical genre? What instruments are we playing? And whose style are you going to emulate?
I don't emulate styles, Andy, but I do it for the clubs. I do it for the trappers. You know about Jesus came out? I do it for clubs and the trappers. Yeah, man. I want to make some trap music.
Okay, so the Yamley Band is different than Harry and Lean.
Yeah, man.
Lean's an R&B.
That's the four of us.
Yeah, all four of us. Yeah, I want to do it for the Yams, man.
You make trap music?
Yeah, I want to make trap music, dog. I want to see pole dancing to our music.
I just want to be the ad lib guy in the back.
Oh, man, I wanted that job. Oh. Okay, that's
fine.
We
can both do it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's all. Yeah, because I got everything up front,
yeah,
man. But I want to make our song for the clubs,
right.
For the trappers, man. Yeah,
you know.
I don't want you holding hands to my music.
Nope.
No.
Shaking it, throwing money.
Yeah, man, we're just shaking.
All right.
I can't wait for the tour to start. I can't wait to make the T-shirts as well. It's 3 a.m. Andy, you call Randy. You've kidnapped a star athlete and need to hold up at Randy's house. Randy, what do you think? And who do you think Andy kidnapped? And are you letting him come in?
Wow, who do I think Andy kidnapped?
And are you letting him in?
Oh, hell no! No, this ain't Boston Pride. No, hell no.
Celtic Pride.
Yeah, hell no.
That's a
hell no. I love you, brother, but I ain't going to jail for you. I'm snitching.
Yeah.
But
okay.
The athlete, he would probably go. I'll go back to college, Andy. Marcus Mariota. Yeah, I can see him kidnapping Marcus Mariota. Somebody.
Before the big game,
yes. I can see that. Yes, I can see that.
And sadly, that wouldn't have mattered. The Huskies still would have lost by 30 to Oregon, but that's a good one. So you're snitching on me if I come to you with a legal problem, huh?
Oh, no. Now, if you got him at y'all house, I ain't going to tell.
Okay.
But you bring him over here.
Right, if I bring him over there, you're not going to be an accomplice.
Oh, yeah. Now, if you keep him over there, I won't never send him, but no. No, man.
Fair enough. It's good to know where the line is.
Yeah.
What's the threshold of crime there, Randy?
The threshold of crime?
Yeah.
I'm not going to jail for nobody. Okay. I just call it what it is. If me and you initiate the plan to kidnap him, then fine. I'm going to come. I ain't snitching. I'm going to take them bricks. But if I didn't do nothing, and you actually think that Randy going to protect me from going, I ain't leaving my babies for nobody.
Right.
All right? I ain't sleeping on one of them cots and eating cold beans and stuff. No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that sounds miserable.
I'm going to have to be in solitary.
She gets a little too enthusiastic about a Jeff Francoeur live shot.
Oh.
I go over to his house and I snatch it. I'm calling you as I'm flying down 85.
You're not
going to let me hole up in the basement?
You know I got your back. Come on, Buck. Let's go.
Well, Andy,
his hair looks nice.
Andy, who do you think?
Who the hell is Jeff?
Well, then, Andy, who do you think Randy would kidnap if the situation was reversed?
I don't think Randy would kidnap anybody. Like, that would mean Randy had to have someone else at his house voluntarily. I don't think Randy... Randy doesn't want that. Randy's not going to kidnap anybody. Ever.
Hello, what's in here?
Let's get the takeaways of the day.
Why going to jail?
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day to wrap the show up every single day. We start with Wendy Adams.
Soy sauce, the glitter of condiments.
My takeaway of the day is that Andy wants to be a silverback snake, and some show I'd have no clue what him and Wendy are talking about.
Yeah.
And my guy is getting a haircut from a real barber with the pole.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. My takeaway of the day is that if Randy goes to London, he'll be Cheerioing all day long.
Cheerio!
The Braves bullpen motto, according to Randy, expect the worst, hope for the best. And this whole show, not a fan of leakage.
No.
Don't leak.
No, man.
We will find out the remainder of the schedule later on today. Hopefully the Hawks can beat the Wizards tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Watch out now!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.